Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. We're live here in Dallas on Henderson at the Shell Shack, and they have the best crab legs and all kinds of amazing seafood for you, Brian. I know
you
love it here.
Yeah, I had the crab legs with the snow crab legs earlier with the andouille sausage, the corn, the potatoes. It comes in a bag. You get it hot. You get it mild, medium, whatever flavors you want. Just so well done. I mean, they dump it in that old beer container, and it gets messy, but man, they have places to wash your hands. But the food is excellent, especially if you're looking for that shellfish stuff.
We're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And a good afternoon, Mark. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Man, we're doing wonderful. It's Denver week, though, and we've come to expect the worst from this matchup for the Cowboys. Why haven't the Cowboys been able to beat them in 3 decades? And, what are the chances that it changes?
Zero chance that it's going to change. And it all started when I was dispensed as justice for the Broncos back in the day. I think we scored 7 straight drives. And from that point forward, we've just had your guys' number. That's pretty much it. Hey, offensively, you guys are phenomenal. Unbelievable. You know, not only what Javonte Williams is doing, former Denver Bronco, which adds kind of to, you know, some of the flair of this game, but also, you know, from the receiving core. And then Dak Prescott is playing as good as any quarterback in football. So that part of the matchup is good. Here's the good news. The Dallas Cowboys, when they played against the Carolina Panthers, because I had Carolina last week, that was the worst run defense I've ever watched in my entire life. That might have been the most embarrassing performance I've seen. And it was, it was straight up ugly. And it was, it was legitimate clinic tape for the Carolina Panthers offensive line, their tight ends. They dominated you guys in every way, shape, form, and fashion. And you tightened it up a little bit last week against the Commanders. And ultimately, the good news for the Cowboys is the Broncos can't run it, you know, where they scored a urine. So we'll see. That's a weakness-on-weakness matchup. And so we'll see exactly what happens there. But I'm looking forward to it. This offense for the Broncos has been pathetic. In the last 12 quarters, they've had actually 2 quarters that they were any good. They had 10 horrible quarters. And they had a decent fourth quarter against the Philadelphia Eagles. And then, of course, last weekend against the Giants, it just went crazy in the fourth quarter. But other than that, they've been absolutely atrocious on offense.
Yeah, Stink, I was going to ask you, it seems like to me watching the Broncos a little bit, they're having problems on the right side of their offensive line when it comes to picking up the gap exchange, the twist stunts and things like that. Has that been something that you've noticed when you watch them play when it comes to their line?
Yeah, too many mistakes. Not only just from a technical standpoint, technique mistakes, but just, mental bust. They had a slide last week, and
right,
the right tackle's expecting right tackle is expecting help from the right guard. The right guard goes back off the slide and decides, you know what, I'm not going to help. I'm going to go back in here and hit the nose guard. And they give up a hit, they give up pressure, and, you know, just things like that that just are you know, just unacceptable. And then the left side, they've had, you know, now they're on their third left guard. And Palcheski's a good player, but, you know, I just think they've had problems up front, but it's been across the board. Every play, it seems like one guy doesn't do his job. It's a drop. It's a failure to block on a bubble screen. It's, you know, every drive has at least one or two things that go wrong in it that have really cost them offensively.
Mark, how do you think they approach it defensively, the Broncos trying to stop Lamb and Pickens? Will they travel Surtain with somebody? What do you think the plan will be for them?
No, they'll probably just whoever lines up on Surtain's side, they'll let him, you know, they'll let him go over there and eat, and they'll play a lot of man-to-man coverage. But, you know, then when they do play some zone stuff, they'll probably try to get some help on the other side. But listen, man, that's formidable. They have, you know, two big-time wide receivers, and that's big. The biggest thing to me has been the effectiveness of Javonte Williams. Hey, listen, man, we loved him in Denver when he was a rookie. He was an absolute battering ram. Then he tore up his knee really bad, and it really was 2 years here of non-productive football trying to bounce back from that knee injury. And you felt bad for him because he was, like I said, he was one of the most physical running backs in the National Football League as a rookie. He just used to beat people up. And to see him bouncing back and having the success he's had the last couple of weeks, big game against the Jets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You know, and then last week, obviously, had over 100 yards rushing again against Washington.
Stink, I asked my colleagues here if they were Vance Joseph, who would they be more concerned? Who should he be more concerned about, CeeDee Lamb or George Pickens in this one?
Probably CeeDee Lamb. I think, like, they're both really good. I'm splitting hairs, but I think CeeDee Lamb probably has a little bit more of a route tree repertoire than does George Pickens. But
yeah,
I mean, pick your poison. They're both ridiculous. George Pickens is one of the best players I've seen just attacking the ball in the air. They always talk about ball skills. They always talk about, you know, those things, and you kind of roll your eyes and go, yeah, whatever. Well, when you put on the tape, George Pickens makes that come to life. You're like, oh, okay, I see what they're talking about when they talk about ball skills. I see what they talk about when they're talking about attacking the ball in the air, because that guy's ridiculous.
Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
One of the big rumors that came out today, Stink, within that AFC West division, Max Crosby possibly trading to the Dallas Cowboys. I think Trey Wingo, your old colleague there at ESPN, had that. I mean, how big of an impact would that be to get a Max Crosby on the Dallas Cowboys?
Max Crosby can absolutely ruin a game without compiling one statistic. He is one of the most ridiculously gifted, effort, smart guys that I've ever talked to. The guy is a phenomenal player. And like I said, he doesn't even have to get a sack to ruin your game plan. And he is so smart and so versed on what they do, what your offense is trying to do. I mean, that dude is incredible. If they got Max Crosby off the edge, all the things that he brings, and that's been one of their biggest weaknesses. Their edge defense has just been horrendous, especially in the run game. Max Crosby comes in and automatically helps fix that. And that's the difference between, you know, the Cowboys having a great offense and still being, you know, 500 type of football team, maybe a little bit over, and the Cowboys having a great offense and all of a sudden having enough defense to get themselves into the playoffs.
Are the Chiefs all the way back?
Unfortunately, yeah, it makes me sick. but yeah, they look really. Now the Raiders are a bad football team, but what they've done the last couple of weeks, the way they've played the last couple of weeks, I mean, we saw them beat Detroit, and then we saw Detroit just absolutely dismantle Tampa Bay last night. And you know, they're a super talented football team. So yeah, I think the Chiefs are back. Rashee Rice coming back is going to help them out a bunch as well. So. As an AFC West guy, as a Bronco, it does make me sick, but it is what it is.
How many points the Cowboys need up there, do you think, to get the win?
The Broncos aren't putting a lot of points up on the board, so I think 27 probably wins it for the Cowboys.
You're the man, Mark. Enjoy Week 8, and we'll catch you up with you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I mean, Broadus is going to take a deep dive in Krusty's Corner tomorrow and Thursday on the Broncos at 3:40.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. I just think this is one of those situations where what the team has done isn't that relevant when you're lining up against the Cowboys' run defense. And I don't have a lot of confidence coming out of Washington. You know, I think that was a great win to get. But if I'm Sean Payton, I'm looking at – we have J.K. Dobbins running for 5 yards an attempt and Bo Nix.
Yeah.
We don't really need to worry about doing much other than running the football down their throat until they prove they can stop it, and then we'll worry about it after that. So, I mean, I think Denver could go from a struggling offense to scoring 30 against the Cowboys on Sunday afternoon. It's going to come down to, you know, once again, can this offense overpower until this trade deadline hits? Mm-hmm. We get some reinforcements here. I know Overshown's going to help a little bit, and you know, Cooper Beebe's going to help your offense a little bit, but you know, what are they going to do here? We got 2 more hours to talk about it. Trey Wingo did get the day started with a fantastic rumor. The Cowboys and Raiders are talking about Max Crosby, so that's why we asked Mark about it. We'll talk more about that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Chief, what do you got in store next?
Football's finest, a coaching flex for the ages, plus the Ravens are pulling out all the stops to get things turned around next year in the nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.